This podcast is brought to you by our friends at Eden Pure. Spring is here, so spring cleaning is here too. Don't wait for the Eden Pure BioSpeed CleanVac to sell out again. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code HOWIECLEAN to save an additional $15. Shipping is free. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code HOWIECLEAN.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
To ensure that we rebuild America, we upheld a promise. True an international effort to pressure U.S. 61 East Baton Rouge Parish in Louisiana.
Well, Cajun Man, do you think you could do better than these guys?
Without question.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The lifting of Title 42, I'm sure that news is circulating right now in Central America.
There will be an influx of people to the border.
We have no Border Patrol presence. We see on almost a daily basis guys from across in Mexico backpacking drugs.
Yes. There are bad people who are also coming into this country. China, knowing our borders are opening, will now have fentanyl coming across the borders like crazy.
And I'm getting a little sick and tired of my colleagues on the other side of the aisle scoffing at Texans having to take the brunt of this. It's absolutely mind-boggling. This is what the American people are absolutely sick and tired of.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
We've been talking about what's going to happen if whoever they are, force Joe Biden out because he obviously can't handle the job. The problem they've got is that the vice president likewise obviously can't handle the job. And number three is Nancy Pelosi, dittos. Number four is Senator Pat Leahy, mega dittos. So what exactly are they going to do? And they have to do whatever they're going to do quickly, because if they lose control of Congress, then the people behind them, behind the president and the vice president, are going to be Republicans. And if you want to appoint a new vice president, an appointed vice president, you need approval of Congress. Somebody just texted me and said that they'd read somewhere that the amendment says that you can only not be elected president twice. But if you're appointed and you succeed to the job, that would be okay, I guess. So they could put Obama back in there, and he couldn't run for re-election, but he could finish out the term. He seems to be finishing out the term as it is. You know, he was the boss, and you know, I loved it when he said yesterday there was a lot of misinformation out there about Obamacare. Wasn't it PolitiFact or PolyFact, whatever they call it, or was it PolyDent? One of the fact checking organizations said the biggest lie of the year that he said it was, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. I think it was. And don't forget too that not only could you, if you liked your plan, you could keep your plan, but it was a bad apple plan. Remember that? Every plan that was taken away was a bad apple plan. And not only would you keep your doctor if you wanted, which you couldn't, and keep your plan if you wanted, which you couldn't, but you would also save $2,500, which nobody saved $2,500. 844-500-4242. That is the number if you would like to join us here today, and we can keep talking more about this. I want to give you some of the Brandon was back at the White House today by himself, and he was talking about Ukraine and the sanctions against Russia. And by the way, even the Democrats, again, this is to show you how the Democrats are backing off, how concerned they are about the midterms, especially the people in the House, because they're all up for re-election. You know, only one third of the Senate is up, but everybody in the House of Representatives. So 14 Democrats have signed a letter. Apparently there have been some rumblings about this up before the letter, but they're saying, Mr. President, if you say that Vladimir Putin is a war criminal who should be tried for genocide, then why are you partnering with him in the negotiations with the mullahs from Iran to give them billions of dollars more by ending sanctions against Iran and allowing them basically, although you wouldn't put it in these terms, to build nuclear missiles with which they can threaten the U.S., Europe, and Israel. Why are you partnering with Vladimir Putin, who you want tried as a war criminal in The Hague? That's a good question, isn't it? And why is it only Democrats that are raising it? Shouldn't Republicans be asking the same question? You know, how could you... Did FDR and Churchill partner with Hitler or Mussolini or Tojo during World War II in any you know, small little police actions, as they later called Korea? I don't think so. 844-500-4242. I think this is in the intro, but this you should hear this one. Biden is going all Ted Kennedy here. Or Howard Dean. It's always a bad sign when a Democrat starts slurring as he's yelling. And again, you can say what you will about Republicans, but this is a Democrat thing. Cut five.
To ensure that we rebuild America, we upheld a promise.
Cut three.
But the United States will continue to stand with Ukraine and the Ukrainian people in the fight for freedom. And I just want you to know that. And by the way, if I got to go to war, I'm going with you guys.
Should he really be talking about going to war? He's the president of the United States. He has a guy behind him with the nuclear football. And I would really prefer, just as a U.S. citizen and a citizen of the world, not to have him... making light of going to war under any circumstances. It's just wrong for him to be saying that. Cut one.
And I'm sure you've seen the pictures from Bucha and just outside of Kyiv. Bodies left in streets as Russian troops withdrew.
Washington troops withdrew. Okay. Cut 12. Domestic agenda.
I made a commitment. No one making less than $400,000 in my administration while I'm president will pay a penny more in taxes.
No one making less than $400,000 in his administration. I guess that doesn't include, that's some bad news for Dr. Anthony Fauci, isn't it? Because he makes $410,000 or $412,000 a year. Will pay a many penny more in taxes. Now, I've heard of Miss Moneypenny. She had a crush on James Bond, right? Moneypenny? But I've never heard of Moneypenny. Let's hear that one again.
I made a commitment. No one making less than $400,000 in my administration while I'm president will pay a penny more in taxes.
A many penny more in taxes. Cut nine.
They wanted the money. They had to show me that they were doing it and paying a prevailing wage.
They were purveying a prevailing wage. He meant to say paying, I guess, right? When was the last time you ever wanted to say pay and you ended up saying purvey? Kind of a strange one. Now, I find this one really funny because if you go back and you, there's so much stuff on the on that laptop that Hunter Biden left behind, and now the guy who got it originally, Jack Maxey, I guess he's fled to Switzerland, but he says he's got tons more stuff on there that he's never released or nobody's ever gotten. So we don't. It's like every day there's new stuff there. Like today there was a story about how one of Hunter's Chinese business partners needed to get his kid into Brown University. This is one that hits me personally because I got into Brown University but couldn't afford to go there because my father wasn't a Chinese businessman.
Very fakeness.
So Joe Biden, who says he knows nothing about his son's business interests, even though he's the big guy and gets 10%, he wrote a letter for Hunter's business partner in China so that his son could get in to Brown University, and apparently also wrote a letter for this Chinese businessman's daughter so she could get in to Georgetown University. But that's just an aside. That's just the newest thing. There's another thing that's been out there for a while. One of these, one of the videos that he's making, he's talking to his hooker. I don't know if this is in Vegas or at the Chateau Marmont on Sunset Boulevard. But he's talking to the hooker, and he's saying, my father's going to run for president. And you know what that means? No, Hunter, I don't know what that means, because she's, of course, Russian or Ukrainian. And he says, it means I'll make a gazillion dollars. Gazillion. I think gazillion is more than a trillion. His father wants to tax trillionaires. There aren't any trillionaires yet, but he's going to tax them. But Hunter's going to make a gazillion dollars if his father becomes the president. This is what he says. So today, this is what Biden says. And again, this is something you will never see this connection made on the network newscasts or in the alt-left media. But again, remember what Hunter says on tape. I'm going to make a gazillion dollars if my father's elected. Cut 14.
When I finally decided to run, and my kids encouraged it because, anyway, I won't go into that, but if I finally decided to run.
Why don't you want to go into that, Dementia Joe? Why don't you want to talk? We know. We've seen the video. Your children encouraged you to go because Hunter was going to make a gazillion dollars. A gazillion dollars. 844-500-4242. When people finally decide it's time to sell their real estate, what is their first step? Well, most people contact a real estate agent and traditionally list their property for sale. However, what most people don't realize is that in a traditional listing, you really have to sell the property twice. The first sale is to the buyer, and the second sale is to that buyer's bank. If your property does not appraise at the offer price, then the deal could die or the price could lower. In addition, you may have stigmatized your property and lost valuable marketing time. In a J.J. Manning auction, there are no bank appraisal concerns. All of our buyers are cash ready, and their 10% deposit is non-refundable. At auction, your real estate is sold once, and the terms are unwavering. So why not sell at auction where the bidding always goes up instead of listing and possibly negotiating down? To learn more about how to get your residential, commercial, or land property sold quickly, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
It's his show, and he knows how to use it.
You turn that microphone on, please, for me. If you would, I am paying for this microphone, Mr.
Howie Carr returns after this. He's fighting for the little guy.
Ask him to go in there with all they've got. Win just one for the Kipper.
He's Howie Carr.
Money, Penny. What gives?
Me, given an ounce of encouragement.
James Bond always passed over Money, Penny, because he had hotter women out on the street. But Money, Penny wasn't. She was pretty attractive. Didn't he finally bed her at one of the later movies? I think he did. Now we're Money Penny to Many Penny. We'll be lucky if we have many pennies left after Joe Biden gets out of office, though. Many, many pennies. That's what he promised us today. 844-500-4242. I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Which pair of U.S. senators was a bigger embarrassment to Massachusetts? Ted Kennedy and John Kerry, or Ed Markey and Elizabeth Warren?
I'm voting for the current incumbents, Mr. Frosty and the fake Indian.
67% say Mr. Frosty and Pocahontas.
But it's something to think about, isn't it, before you vote? They each have their They're minus points. I was going to say they're well, 844-500-4242. The Democrats on the House side today had a had one of these dog and pony shows, a show trial, you might say. They brought in the oil companies. They're going to, you know, to the CEOs to lash them for their quote unquote windfall profits, because of Brandon's policies, foreign and domestic. And so the Wall Street Journal had a trip down memory lane today. They pointed out that less than 6 months ago, these same reps who are now lashing the big oil CEOs were demanding that they shut down production. And they were saying that they were that they should stop all leases on federal lands for oil and gas drilling. And particularly obnoxious was a woman named Katie Porter, who is in she's from the formerly Golden State, now bust out state of California. Listen, this is October 28th. Today is what, April 6th. So that she's demanding, now they're demanding that they cut the price and that they produce more oil. This is what she was saying on October 28th. Katie Porter, go.
You already have 13.9 million acres. This is equivalent to Maryland and New Jersey combined. How much more do you need? How much more acreage? You have two of our 50 states at a price that makes the Louisiana purchase look like a ripoff, and you're not even using it. What more do you need? Iowa, Colorado, Virginia? Our public land belongs to the American people, not to big oil. When you lobby and you sue so that you could take more of our public land, you're saying too much is never enough. The American people are tired of this charade.
Yeah, they are. That's why you're all going to be voted out of office in November, speaking of charades. The American people are very tired of this. Say what you will about the oil and gas companies. They keep me warm. They provide fuel for my automobile. They provide propane, natural gas, kerosene, diesel fuel that brings the products to my supermarkets. What does Katie Porter provide? Let's have some more Katie Porter.
Look, I get it. You drill in the Arctic Refuge, you take out oil and gas, and you poison the planet. Bad enough. But why should taxpayers have to subsidize that activity? It's a bridge too far, Mr. Macchiarola, not with my tax dollars. You want to pollute, you want to hurt the wildlife, you want to destroy our planet, do it on your company's own dime.
This is a woman who's in favor of letting in millions of illegal aliens selling drugs and going on welfare and killing people and driving drunk. But she accuses people who want to produce energy to keep you warm and your car full of gasoline of poisoning the planet. Here we have another extinguished statesman from California, a guy named Ro Khanna. Listen to this.
Are you embarrassed as an American company that your production is going up while the European counterparts are going down?
Congressman, as we have already heard, demand for energy is going up in the world.
Okay, so you're not embarrassed. And do you commit to do anything? I'm just asking an open question. It's like not a gotcha question. Do you commit to do anything to matching your European counterparts to try to bring the actual demand of oil production down?
Congressman, with all due respect, I'm very proud of our company and what we do. I'm proud of the companies in
so,
this
no, you won't. You won't reduce
the pollution.
I wonder if any of the Democrats today asked any of the big oil executives if they were going to plan to cut production. If they thought that was Representative Khanna, is it still a good idea for the major oil companies in the U.S. to cut production?
He wasn't even asking them to cut production. He was asking him to reduce demand. How do you reduce demand if you're the producer? If you reduce production, you're creating more demand.
These people are insane. And again, nobody is going to play that those cuts for you. Maybe Newsmax, Fox, OAN. That's it. None of the broadcast networks. They're not going to go near this with a 10-foot pole. We'll be right back with your calls. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. People are disturbed about these Democrats' comments from last October. 603 says, so we must reduce oil drilling, but other countries we ask to increase. I thought it was global warming, not regional warming. Here's another one, 781. Do these congressmen not realize that the oil companies also produce much of the energy to charge their electric cars? Idiots. They're just preening, bloviating fools. That's all they are. And they think that their constituents are so stupid that they're not going to ever figure out the scams they're running on them. And maybe in the districts represented by Ro Khanna and Katie Porter, they won't figure it out. The smart people in those districts are leaving. They are fleeing California by the hundreds of thousands. And sadly, if they're Democrats, they're headed for Florida. I don't mind them. As long as you change your habits, your voting habits, you can move to Florida, Texas. I don't care. But don't ruin the free states like you've ruined or stood by while California was ruined. 844-500-4242. Mr. Garcia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. Garcia.
Hey, how you doing, Harry?
Good.
How you feeling? Better? Much better?
I'm feeling better. You know, Mr. Garcia, you just had to say that once how I was feeling better, you know, because you forgot to do it the first time. But you don't have to keep doing it every time you call.
Okay. Listen, I want to ask you a big question. The Republican Party have to change attitude, meaning when you call the party, the Democrat Party, you say, what do you want, sir? And he's nasty. The Republican say, oh, Mr. Garcia, you want some cookie? You want some cake? Come here. But you treat me respect, I have to call you not Mac Daddy, I have to call you the Sugar Daddy, the radio, because you are the nice person.
I am.
If I call you Mac Daddy, you next time I
there's
call
no need
you,
to call me
what
Mac
the hell
Daddy.
You want?
As long as you don't call me late for dinner, Mr. Garcia.
Well, Sugar Daddy is better.
Have you entered your email address into the contest so you get $50? That would buy a lot of liver for your pit bull, Dutch.
I'm going to try. Well, I wish you the best. Hopefully, the Republican Party win, and hopefully win, and we can win this. Okay.
Yeah, you know, one of the people that's rumored to be in the mix if Dementia Joe steps down and Kamala Harris becomes president, the new vice president. You know who it might be? Maybe one of your neighbors, Cory Booker.
Wow. And you heard Bob Menendez's son going wrong my district 29. His son.
Lucky you, Mr. Garcia.
Oh, yeah.
Does he vacation in the Dominican Republic like dear old dad?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe he can find so many.
That's an inside joke with political insiders and people from Newark. But we know what Menendez has been accused of doing down there in the Dominican Republic. It's not real savory. Thanks for the call, Mr. Garcia. Jay, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jay.
Hi, Howie. I missed you on Newsmax, which aggravated the hell out of me. But I'll catch you next time. They're blaming the oil companies, but it's the Democrats that are giving the American people a lube job.
I agree. Those sound cuts explain everything, don't they? They're attacking the people that are actually trying to provide a product that everybody in America needs.
Hey, Howie, wanted to ask you a question. Based on the Afghanistan debacle, which they left $85 billion in aid and comfort to the enemy, you got the border, southern border, which is an invasion of aliens coming in. And I mean, the administration has dropped the ball greatly. And November of this year, could be the defining moment. But do you think, here's the question, do you think there'll be a country by the time November rolls around?
Oh, yeah. Something will be left. It's the Merle Haggard song from 1973 when the gas lines were first starting. If we can make it through December, if we can just make it through the next few months, I think we'll be okay. We should be able to. I mean, we can't stop everything. You know, I mean, the border, unfortunately, is under the control of the executive branch, meaning Brandon. So he's going to leave that wide open. But I would hope that there will be an electoral landslide of historic proportions in November. I hope. I'm keeping my fingers crossed. You can't count on anything for sure, but we can certainly get out there. There were more elections yesterday, smaller elections, local elections, like in Wisconsin, a county. Kenosha elected a Republican for the first time in, I think, 40, 50 years as the county executive. Not by a wide margin, but, you know, when the Democrats have controlled it for 50 years, you know, they've got pretty much of a lock on everything. And everything is trending away. Look at the San Francisco school board elections a few weeks ago, where they recalled by huge landslide margins all these people that were trying to change the names of the schools in San Francisco and do away with the exam school, some of the best high schools in the country. The one that retiring Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer went to, I think it's called Lowell High School. They wanted to basically turn it into another crappy urban school because equity. Thanks for the call, Jay. Pete, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Pete.
Hey, Howie. I just wanted to push back on the previous caller's, you know, demand to know where Jill Biden was yesterday at the White House. I mean, Jill Biden is culpable. Her hands are dirty for Biden being in the White House to begin with. And I think it's important for all of us Americans to see Joe Biden when he's not being stage managed and led around by his hand. I think it's very revealing, and I'm glad she wasn't there. Just my two cents.
But even when even when she's there, it doesn't really matter much, does it? Remember during the campaign, she reached out her hand and he bit it? Remember that?
I agree. I just thought it was very revealing yesterday. And, you know, she wasn't there to run interference. And I think the less people run interference, the more the real Joe Biden is, you know, apparent to the viewing public. Anyway, it's just my two cents.
No, I understand. I wonder who that woman was that finally grabbed him by the hand and led him back. She's unfamiliar to me. Be interested if anyone knows who that woman is. Let us know. 844. She was wearing a red dress. She had black hair and she was wearing a red dress. So I sound like I'm giving a police report. 844-500-4242. 8603, contacted my New Hampshire senators about Title 42. This is letting, they're going to repeal it and let millions of illegal aliens into the country just to freeload off the rest of us and commit any kind of crimes they want. Got the same form letter I got the last time I complained about the border. Same old BS about how Biden is reversing the inhumane Trump policies. What stooges they are. I'm going to get a picture to show you of these pill presses. I have a bunch of them in the filings about this drug dealer from Lynn, Fats Caruso. The feds included some of the pictures of the pill presses. The guys are so gross and fat. I use those pictures in the paper and on the tweets I did and the website. But I'll get a picture so you can see these pill presses. And this guy Fats had six of them. And they take this fentanyl, which is many, many, many times more powerful and deadly than opiates that are prescribed by your doctor or you go to the pharmacy and get them. And they're killing tens of thousands of Americans. 100,000 Americans died of overdoses last year, an all-time record. And, you know, what is it humane to let these drug dealers bring all these drugs into the U.S. And I'm not being sympathetic to drug users. There's a couple of people have said, why are you sympathetic to drug users? Not particularly sympathetic to drug users, but I don't want people to die needlessly is when they think they're getting prescription drugs that they're used to, or snorting coke that they're used to, and suddenly there's fentanyl in it. I mean, there's no need for them to die. They should know. Should they be abusing prescription drugs? Should they be abusing cocaine? Absolutely not. But the drugs are cheaper than they've ever been in the United States with this flowing over the border. They're from China, and they're brought in by these illegal aliens who go on welfare and live in public housing and drive drunk and kill Americans. And they commit crimes of domestic abuse at rates far and above the native-born citizens of whatever ethnic group. And we're supposed to just be letting them in because somehow it's humane. What about the humanity for American citizens? You know, Donald Trump used to say that in 2016. They call them dreamers. What about Americans? Can we have dreams too? Can we have dreams? That was a good question. I always liked that question. Scott, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Scott.
Hi, Howie. In response to the woman earlier you played about the oil companies poisoning the environment,
the planet.
Do these morons not realize that petroleum distillates produce other products like their iPhone plastic? And how can we get through the COVID without all the plexiglass?
Yeah, no, that's true. How about all the wrap that everything at the grocery store, the produce, the chicken, the beef? It's all wrapped in cellophane or whatever, saran wrap, whatever you want to call it, that's made out of petroleum. Everything's made out of petroleum, Scott. That's a very good point. What do they want to replace all that with?
Well, I guess we're going to go back to weaving organic grasses. I don't know. But this is unbelievable.
Yeah, I know. It's just virtue signaling. That's all it is. And they know they're never going to get called out on it by the mainstream media, because the mainstream media is part of the same deep state scam that the Democrats have been running on the American people, whether it's shutting down energy supply or open borders or raising taxes.
Where's the beef?
Whatever it is. 844-500-4242. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Dr. Houghton of Perfect Smiles is a superb dental architect. When it comes to dentistry, he's the best at what he does. He fixes your teeth, your smile, but what he really does is build the self-confidence of his patients. When you have a smile that you are proud of, it builds confidence in your professional life and your personal life. The better you look, the better you feel, and that helps every aspect of your life, every interaction you have daily. If you're not afraid to smile, every other part of your life becomes so much easier. It's a cliche, but it's true. You only get one chance to make a good first impression, and that first impression begins with a smile. It's a new year, and you have the opportunity to make 2022 the year for a new you. Have you thought about Perfect Smiles for years but never called? Have you been procrastinating for the last couple of years about getting your mouth back in working order? Whatever you need done dentally, whether it's just a routine checkup or a teeth cleaning, or whether it's more significant work inside your mouth to do something about your smile, you need to call Perfect Smiles, perfectsmiles.com. This year, take care of yourself. You deserve it. Call Perfect Smiles and Dr. Houghton's wonderful staff in Nashua, New Hampshire. They are conveniently located off Route 3, right in the central area of New England, easy to get to from anywhere in New England, and they have plenty of parking. You could reach them at perfectsmiles.com. That's perfectsmiles.com. Maybe I'll see you there when I get back to New England next month. Change your smile, change your life. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on Twitter, @HowieCarrShow. You won't regret it.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show is brought to you by Aviva Trattoria. Enjoy authentic Italian cuisine without any of the North End headaches or hassles. Locations are in Wrentham, Malden, Marlborough, Maynard, and Westford.
Looking for Howie Carr on YouTube? Well, you won't find him there.
Yee-hoo! Where are you?
Watch the show live and uncensored at rumble.com/The Howie Car Show.
We're asking the question, who was the woman in the red dress at the White House yesterday who led Brandon away when he was lost and wandering aimlessly at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? Limerick guy says, isn't it ironic that just like Dillinger, and he was led to his demise by a woman in a red dress? Yeah. If you don't know the story, John Dillinger was turned in by a woman, and she was worried about being deported, so she said, will you not deport me if I turn in John Dillinger? And they said, yeah, how are we going to know him? He's changed his appearance. You know, he's had surgery and wearing a mustache. She said, I'll be wearing a red dress when we come out of the movie. This was in Chicago. You know what the name of the movie was, Taylor?
Deep Throat?
Manhattan Melodrama. I think it was a Clark Gable movie. And they plugged him. They plugged Dillinger when he came out of the Manhattan Melodrama. And the lady in the red dress was not deported, I don't think, after all. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Howie, how you doing?
Good.
Great show.
Thanks.
Wasn't that a mob movie that he was watching, Dillinger, before they
No, I think Manhattan Melodrama. I could be wrong, but I think it was about some guy who was a lawyer who was brought in. You know, he was paid in law school by the mob, and then they controlled him as when he became district attorney. I think that so it was, yeah, kind of a mob movie, yeah.
That would have been Clark Gable at that.
Yeah, exactly.
You brought up a good point earlier about these states. I talked to a gentleman up in northern Vermont, who is a traveling nurse, and he's from Idaho. He loves it out there right now. But we got to talking, and we were talking about, you know, you don't know if you're with friend or foe, and I brought up, you know, I'm just trying to get through this Joe Biden nightmare. And, of course, he piped up and said, I know. So I'm like, oh, okay, friend. And the we talked about it, and he said Idaho is getting just a lot of people coming in. He said we have a great flavor there, very conservative, but lately they're getting a lot of transplants. And you often wonder, is this like a, I mean, I live in New Hampshire, and I feel like in the little town that I'm in, interesting enough, it's the town where you advertise for Cold Springs, right? And
yeah.
We're getting a lot of Mass people coming in. And listen, I was born in Mass, but it depends on what flavor of Mass is coming up here.
Right.
And because you get some good ones. You know, you get some people who just want to escape the dungeon.
Yeah.
And this guy was saying, you know, in Idaho, it's changing. And I said, well, you know, it's got to be part of the master plan because they flood California enough. You drive, hopefully you're not driving liberal nuts into other places. But
no, I think that's the worry. I mean, down here in Florida, it's been a concern as well. But I think, you know, for the first time ever, there are more registered Republicans now in Florida than Democrats because it's been the people coming in from the Midwest and the Northeast into Florida from places like Illinois, New Jersey, New York. I mean, it's just been so terrible. The mismanagement has been so utter and the devastation so complete that they've been sobered up. I think Idaho has probably got more problems than Florida because there's a smaller population in Idaho too, and Montana's the same way. I think some of these places, like the resort areas in what would be Squaw Valley in Idaho, that's where Kerry and his heiress second wife, they have a huge estate. You got all the beautiful people. I mean, that's what happened in Colorado. You had a lot of beautiful people moving into the ski areas and into Boulder. And the state is now flipped. I mean, it went from red to purple, and now it's kind of blue. Maybe it's going to go back, but it's something to be watched for. And it's really scary that people destroy a state with their insane policies, and then they move to a state that's not destroyed, that's healthy and prosperous, and they try to impose the same policies that ruined the last place that they lived. It's liberalism is a mental disorder. Michael Savage was right about that all those years ago. I'm Howie Carr.